So is Denver really unaffordable? As we all have heard, if you're thinking of moving to the area, you probably have heard about Denver's housing prices and the cost of living here. So we're going to break that down for you today. We're going to go over some recent statistics, and then we're going to break down like how much it costs you to register your car here. How much is your mortgage? How much is daycare? How much are groceries from our clients that have moved here? And we live here in Colorado, so that as well.
Are you thinking of moving or living in Colorado? Realtors Lori Derrickson and Kayleen Zabadik with Colorado's Finest Agency provide you with a local perspective on what it looks and feels like to live, work, and play in the Front Range of Colorado. Colorado's Finest Agency helps hundreds of people just like you make the move to Colorado each year. Give them a call or text anytime. 720-438-4181.
Well, and I think this was all prompted by a news article that had came out, and I know you had read about it and pushed it out over on a couple social media platforms. But Denver, which once ranked, what was it, in the top three?
So in 2020.
To 99?
Yeah, so in 2020, it's interesting, Boulder ranked number one at the top place to live in the country. And then Denver ranked number two.
Okay.
Fast forward 2 years.
Isn't that crazy?
You have Denver then ranked, I think it was 55. And then all of a sudden, fast forward to 2023, and Denver had ranked number 99 in the country.
That's crazy, that drastic of a price.
I know.
Or of a ranking reduction.
Just in like those 3 years, I'm like, well, what has happened? And so I read some articles on it. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that come into, you know, growing cities and the demand. But one of the biggest factors was it was unaffordable.
Yep.
It was unaffordability had been the biggest demand.
Well, it was one of those markets that just took off, especially during COVID, because of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And nothing's really changed about the lifestyle. You can still access the outdoors. There's still beautiful backdrops. There's a great job market. But that seems to make sense, that it's just become more unaffordable.
Yeah. It was interesting, though, that there was another survey by the U.S. News Housing that came out that said Denver had one of the healthiest housing markets here in the country, actually surpassing Raleigh, North Carolina.
This last year?
Yeah, and I think it came out in August of 2023.
Okay.
So pretty recent. And the main thing for that was the demand. People want to live here in Colorado. We both raise our families here in Colorado. You have the weather. You have mm-hmm. access to those outdoors. Mm-hmm. You can go to the mountains. I mean, they sit right there. It's a beautiful place to live. The weather is amazing. I love the weather.
Well, and all the experiences because of the outdoors. Like, you can do anything from kayaking, rock climbing, hiking, biking, skiing, snowboarding. And some of those you really can't. We were actually sitting at dinner, and we were talking because we are going to be going up for a ski trip. And we're so lucky that we live here. I honestly don't know how people come from out of state. Like, if you don't have winter coats, you know, all of this winter gear that we just have to have living here. But if you had to come on vacation and then rent your place and then buy your ski tickets, mm-hmm. it's such an expensive thing. And I think sometimes we take it for granted because it really is out our back door. We can go for just a day even. It doesn't even have to be a weekend because you just, you know, shoot down one of the highways and you can go to a handful of different ski areas.
Yeah, so Denver has a huge demand to live here, but along with that popularity comes cost. So according to a real estate study by Zonda, I looked mm-hmm. this up too, the top four most expensive non-coastal cities were in Colorado.
Wow.
So that was interesting as well. So Boulder, if you look at home prices, Boulder was $833,000.
Average home price. Okay.
Denver, 636.
Okay.
And then even if you go outside of Denver, like Fort Collins, you're looking at a like average home price of almost 600,000. I think it was 593,000. So it is, and even in Colorado Springs, some people will look at Colorado Springs because it's a little more affordable in the lower fives, but the problem is wages have not kept up with that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that's fine. And I know we're, you know, in general, there's a huge inflation number on top of everything. But really, your cost of housing and whatnot, if your wage or your salary isn't keeping up, it's going to start wearing on your finances.
Yeah. And I was talking to a client yesterday.
And your lifestyle then.
True. And we were talking about a study that Money Geek did recently that Denver has seen 41% home price growth just in the last 2 years. Fort Collins, 44%, and Colorado Springs, 38%.
Well, and that's what I, you know, once we lived it, we were doing a ton of real estate in the area. And during COVID, I don't know. I mean, I remember going out with one client and we would see a house and I'd literally get on the phone to, you know, say, hey, we're interested. And they were like, sorry, we already have offers. Then like it was one of the craziest markets. So I do think that's just part of that backlash because so many people moved here in such a short amount of time that, you know, there has to be some sort of backlash to that. People were going above and beyond even hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get into because they wanted to own a piece of real estate in Colorado. So with that being said, if you have home prices that have gone up, well, then you also have all of your rent that goes up as well in an area.
Yeah, and I just think
cost of living.
I do think now, like we're going to get to the numbers here in a second and kind of break this down for you exactly what you would need. A lot of our clients are a little hesitant to move to Denver because they hear of how unaffordable it is. So we're going to break down the actual costs for you. But I do say that they're a different market now, and we're going to get to that when we talk about the mortgage as well. I know interest rates are a little bit higher. Hopefully they're going to come down this year. We're thinking around May. We'll see. But it's a very different market, and you have a little more power. So we're going to talk about that here in a minute as well. But let's get to the numbers.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to the actual numbers. So we're going to give you our personal experience. We have a ton of clients moved to the area. We have a Facebook group of 42,000 who live here in Colorado. So I asked them, you know, when you moved here from out of state, what was some of the things that you
wish you knew?
You wish you knew or something that was more expensive you didn't realize? And so, and how much did you spend here in Colorado? So if you're thinking of moving here, this should really help you put some numbers to paper for people who are actually living here so you can know what to expect.
Well, and we're going to cover everything from like car registration again to groceries to utilities, property taxes. We'll go through all these numbers. We have little notes here so we make sure that we can give you an accurate number that we're talking about, and not only from our perspective, like you said, but you know, over 42,000 people in Colorado and what their reaction was.
Like
to
my pink glasses.
Yep,
they're very pink. I got them. It was a Facebook ad I fell for last week.
Well, because your last glasses, we were filming, and I turned around and I hit, and her whole side thing came up.
So I had to fall for a Facebook ad.
I'm really bad
about that. I usually have a glass of wine at night, and then that Facebook ads pop up, and I'm like,
we talked about this.
Bye.
You need a breathalyzer on your phone for shopping past a certain time.
I know if I have like wine. Okay, back to the numbers.
All right. Okay,
department. So what I love about this is people don't know this. You can go to the Colorado Department of Revenue, Motor Vehicle Service, and they have a car registration estimator.
Which is, I never knew that.
So you can go in. I think you put your vehicle. I did it yesterday. You put your vehicle type, your weight. I had to look that up. I don't know. I kind of guessed on that. The actual retail price of your car.
The year.
A couple of factors in there. Those are the main ones. And it would tell you what you can anticipate spending, you know, yearly for car registration. Because that is one thing people always said that is more expensive here in Colorado from where they came from.
Which is interesting to me. So here's some round numbers. So if you owned a car that is about a 2020, and is that the weight?
No, that's the price. So if it was a 2020, is it like a $38,000 car?
Uh-huh. And then
it was $248. That's it.
Okay, so there's no weight. You just probably put in your
a general car weight for something like that. Like a general, like actual passenger vehicle car for like a regular car. And then if you had the same car, 2022, so 2 years newer, this is where it gets more expensive. Still that $38,000 price point. It was, what did I say?
No, a $60,000
price. No, that's the next
one. Oh, because it was just newer by 2 years.
Okay. A 2020 car. With $38,000 for a price point that you bought it from, your annual car registration, I believe, was $248.
That doesn't seem that bad to me.
It wasn't too bad, but then it's a new car as I get you. So 2022,
okay.
Same statistics, you're at $491.
Okay, so 2 years newer.
And that's just a standard, like, passenger car. But the truck, so I put in a higher weight. Like, a lot of people have trucks here, or, you know, large four-wheel drive cars. And if it's a 2022, $60,000 that you paid, it was $772.
That seems about right.
One time we had a, what kind of car we had? We had a
Expedition.
It was a brand new Expedition, and I think it was like $1,100, $1,200 for that initial car
registration. Well, I was going to say, a lot of cars now are even up past $100,000.
Yeah.
So go ahead, use that tool online. You can see your estimate, but when you move here to the state, you'll have to change that over. But car registration is part of that, you know, something you have to budget for every year.
Right. So we're going to move on to mortgage.
Okay.
So mortgage is a big one. So when you talk about Denver unaffordability,
okay,
a lot of it comes down to home prices. And we talked about how much home prices have grown over the last just 2 years here in Denver. So I also will put in a mortgage calculator down below, but you can put some of this in there as well. So I ran some general numbers. Again, we have a great local lender here, so I'd like you to reach out and we can get you in contact with him. Each home is going to have different like HOAs, different property taxes. I mean, there's so many different variables that go into it, but I wanted to kind of give you an estimate. So I went with a $636,000 home because that's pretty average here in Denver. Let's say you have 20% down.
Okay. And mind you, you don't need 20% down, but that always, you know, takes off PMI and, you know, it's the best case scenario.
So I went with a 6.6 interest rate. Kind of we're fluctuating in there right now. $3,000 in property taxes, give or take some. You're looking at a $3,598, so $3,600 monthly mortgage payment approximately.
And that's for your mortgage payment only, not your escrow account, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, so that has some taxes in it. I did put taxes in there.
Okay. So then the only other thing really missing would be your insurance. And insurance really does vary what area of town you're in. So that's a good number. And then, of course, if you have an HOA, you would add that in as well. So then if you bump that home price up to $800,000, and would you have $36,000?
$200,000 more, which a lot of our clients will buy at that
same
price point.
Same 20% down, same interest rate of 6.6. We just put in same amount of taxes. You went from $3,598 up to $4,697 a month.
I did increase taxes a little bit because I knew on an $836,000 house you'd have more taxes. But
okay,
you're looking around $4,700 a month.
Okay. And then you did one more scenario. You
did
went
one
with
more.
A home that was only $536,000.
Because we have clients who can find
and
that.
And then you decreased the down payment. So say you don't have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting there, but you can come up with 5% down.
Yeah.
At that 6.6 interest rate, property taxes around the same.
I did put PMI in this one, so your mortgage insurance, because you don't have the 20% down.
About $3,858 per month.
Correct.
So one thing I will point out is that here in Colorado, even in a slower market from year to year, because Colorado is such a highly desired state to move to, we typically see anywhere from 3 to 4% home price increases year after year.
Now, last year was a little bit rough. You know, we're looking at depends on what statistics you look at. Last year was like either a negative one or a 1.3. So
well, and it's
how they're pulling
that
backlash. We'll see.
But beyond that atypical year, in general, 3 to 4% price increase on your home. So it is still a good investment to be able to buy a home here in Colorado. Just, you know, I think where some people are getting into trouble is that they bought a house, you know, in 2020 or even 2021, and now they have life circumstances changed, or maybe their little Colorado excursion is short-lived and they want to go back to where they were from, or jobs brought them somewhere else. Well, if you're looking at reselling your home that you bought only 2 years ago and you paid over asking for and all of those things, you're going to be probably lucky to break even on some of those.
I will say that I do pride ourselves on running comps for all of our clients and making sure our clients get into good investments. We've had clients who, we just met with them 2 days ago.
1 year only.
Not even 10 months or something. And they're like, we're going to move. And I was like, you've been here for 10 months. Anyway, so we really do make sure you find someone, contact us, we'll run comps, make sure it's a good equity. We talk about that all the time.
And even during those months, or actually years, where you know, we were in such competitive market situations, we would run comps and we were very honest and we would say, you know, here's where we see the value of the house. We can see it coming up to here.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is on you. We would give them a range of numbers and then go ahead and suggest what a competitive offer may look like. And we even walked away from a lot.
We did. We tell our clients to walk away quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious where you guys are watching from. Drop below. Comment where you're watching from. I just want to kind of see, gauge where you guys are watching from so we can talk about the cost comparison to where you're living specifically.
Okay.
But I don't think we've introduced ourselves. I'm Lori Derrickson.
And this is Kayleen Zavidin.
We're with Colorado's Finest Agency. We do a ton of real estate here. We absolutely love it.
Yep.
We host client events with all of our clients. You guys get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
We both raise our families here. So reach out. Look at our reviews. Colorado's Finest Agency. We have 5-star reviews. We'd love to help you make that move here to Colorado. But we're going to get on to a lot of other details. I'm going to talk about groceries. You know how I feel about this one.
So this was kind of a funny discussion on our Facebook group. So Lori put, what's the average cost that you spend monthly on groceries? And there was somebody in there that, and she broke it down to cost per meal.
I knew they had 2 kids because I actually knew who they were. And I was like, you spent, they said they spent $600 a month on groceries.
Family of four.
Now, their kids are a little bit younger. Like, my kids are teenagers, so they eat like 14 hamburgers per meal. But let's say they eat like a hamburger. Like, I broke it down to like $1.50 per meal per person. And I'm like,
that's
maybe breakfast.
Crazy.
But like, I go to the grocery store and buy a pound of hamburger, and that's all they would eat. It's just, we'd be like, everyone gets a bite of hamburger for dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to see those receipts. But
yeah.
I did do some research.
Okay.
So on average, I would think as a family of four with 2 kids and a mom and dad, kids who aren't sharing, like when my kids are little, they used to share Happy Meals or whatever when we go out to eat
to,
the kid
yeah.
meals.
No. Now they have 2 each.
I would plan $1,400 a month. Now, if you're a coupon clipper, great. But they say $342. I need to look it up. I can't remember exactly. Per person.
Per month.
Per month is what you should budget, and that's not in
for groceries only.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what that means is if you go to Starbucks every morning, if you like to go out to dinner on the weekends, that is not in that number. And again, that's just a round number, but I think that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. I mean,
$342 per person per month.
More money. Because I go to Costco, and they're every time I go to Costco, they're like, that's $560. I'm like, what is in
but
my cart?
But you're probably buying toiletries and other stuff, not just groceries.
I know. I think that's kind of what you can spend for groceries, give or take, depending upon. I have 2 teenagers who are like, one of my 16-year-old's 6'5", and he's huge, and he eats a lot.
He eats a lot.
My daughter's normal.
But. Yeah, my kids are like on this acai bowl, and I don't even know if I say that right. I'm constantly buying fruit.
Yeah.
This was interesting too, though. You had put down here, you noted that comparing the state of Ohio to Colorado, the prices
that's
in Colorado were
said.
Double.
Yeah, one of our clients said, but someone also said coming from California, groceries. Our fruit was way more expensive, which makes sense because in California,
because it's not local.
During the winter, our fruit is so expensive. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's what the thing is. Strawberries the other night was like $7, and it's just the
they get
little
bananas
container.
And oranges during the winter.
Yeah, apples, bananas, oranges. That's like
yeah. So, all right, moving on. I would
okay.
Car insurance. I do think you just need to go like just go put it into a computer and look it up. It's also relative of like how many drivers you have, what your driving
yes.
record is, and look that up. I would say put that in there. But daycare is interesting. My kids have been in daycare for a while. But I thought that was interesting. It was $15.75 on average for daycare, and it can vary.
A month?
Yes, a month.
I don't have little kids.
Yeah, some of it was like $1,200.
Although you probably spend it in groceries now.
Yes, probably. Yes, groceries and sports and clubs and all that kind of stuff. But from 2022 to 2023, it did go up 9%. So that's where you kind of see where your expenses are keep increasing, yet maybe your wages are not. So daycare... I would say $1,200 to $1,500, depending upon how old your kid is.
I think that sounds about right.
And the facility you choose, obviously.
Okay. So let's go ahead and move on to utilities.
Okay.
So average utilities for a 1,000-square-foot home on average was?
$331 for 1,000.
And
but
with utilities, we're talking what?
Water, electricity, gas.
And trash?
No.
Okay, so water, natural gas, and electricity. Is
water here in Colorado is expensive. It's a hot commodity. So I would say That's for a 1,000 square foot home. Most of our clients have homes that are at least 3,000 square feet. We like big homes here. I would say, so for example, my home, 3,700 square feet. I can't remember exactly.
And so you're a little less than that, though.
I would say I'm 450 a month.
Which is actually very good because this utility number.
Yeah, I just think you're high.
But I think that that's probably about right just to account for. I also had about a 3,200 square foot home. It did have a little bit larger yard. And during the height of summer when we're watering quite a bit, I had some bills that, and you know, with gas, your water, your wastewater, and electricity, it was about $800 a month.
Yeah. Yep. So, last week I filled my hot tub and I left the hot tub running for 6 hours. And I was not happy because I was sitting there, I was like doing my work and I'm like, I think I hear water running. And I'm like, it's one of those things I always forget. I tell myself I'm not going to forget. I even set my Google timer and I'll just say, oh, 2 more minutes and then I forget. So anyways, water is expensive here.
Yes.
Last but not least, rent. We have clients who come here and maybe do a short-term rent while they're looking where to live, you know, an Airbnb, probably like $2,500. Or we have clients who maybe do like a 6-month rental or a year. Whatever that looks like, rent has gone up as well. Mm-hmm. For a 1-bedroom, it's about $2,100.
Okay.
For two, went up.
$2,800.
Yeah. And I think it depends upon if you're living in the suburbs or like right in the heart of Denver. All those are variables that go into that as well. But that's kind of what you could expect if you're thinking of renting.
Well, and I mean, there's definitely a place for rentals. Like if you're moving here, you don't know if you're going to stay longer than a year. I would suggest go ahead and just get that rental, you know, see if you actually do like Colorado, if it's going to be something that you want to commit to. I would say, I always suggest, like, if you know you're going to be staying in an area for at least 2+ years, and really 4 years being a really good, timeline that I know we're going to be able to make you some money on your real estate investment.
Or if you have, I have kids, but we have clients who've been in it for 10 months, like we said, and they still do break even, I would say, but you can really get that money for your investment the longer you stay. But the nice thing about Colorado, as we talk about these expenses, is a lot of activities are free. So, you can go hiking, biking. I mean, once you get your skis, you can buy like an Epic Pass, and it's not as expensive to go skiing as if you would just come here and then rent everything and get your passes. You can make it affordable and really enjoy actually living here in Colorado.
Well, that's what we have, so many parks, trails year-round. And because our weather is so, even though it's cooler, it's mild, we have a ton of sunshine. It's a very active city to live in. And so a lot of times those activities and your lifestyle is on that free side. And then the other variables are just, you know, how much you want to eat out. Do you want to buy an Epic Pass? You know, all of those other things that really you can navigate through yourself. And, you know, if you can afford it, you can do more. Yeah. And if not, but
and we never want you house poor. So reach out. We'll run numbers with you. We'll get you in contact with our local lender. If you have kiddos, we know schools are really important in neighborhoods. Denver's a huge area. So also these costs vary depending upon where you live. Mm-hmm. So reach out to us. We can help navigate that as you make that state-to-state move. We'd love to help you.
Yes.
So put those numbers into your phone. Reach out and give us a call. We'll help you make that move to Colorado out with my pink glasses.